The plateau loomed. What had been a slowly resolving blur of vegetation, ferrocrete, and transparasteel now rushed at him on collision speed. He checked his comlink again. The frequencies were still jammed. Rex, I'm coming. I swear it. Just dig in. Ahsoka hadn't mentioned the beleaguered 500 First Men since he'd given her the pep talk. She might have been avoiding a sore subject. Here we go. He visualized down. A growing pressure on the fly's back and wing surfaces, and it began to drop at a shallow angle. Then he concentrated on what was, if he thought consciously about it, like a headwind in the force to slow its approach. Weeds and surface cracks in the permacrete platform passed beneath. The combined force influences brought the fly down a safe distance from the edge, and Anakin held the creature in position with a steady force push, while Ahsoka scrambled to release the backpack. She hauled Rada clear and ran for the shelter of a tree. Anakin leapt down. He would have patted the fly's back, but its whipping tail said he should quit while he was ahead. "Thanks, and sorry for tricking you," he said. "You'll find a nice female fly one day, I promise." Then he ran, releasing his hold on it in the force. Without the weight of the hutlet on his back, he almost felt he could fly himself. The sudden turbo-saw buzz of wings behind him faded fast to silence. And when he dared to stop running and look behind, the fly was gone. For all he knew, the creature could have been female, soaring away to tell her much, much bigger and angrier spouse about this human's outrageous hijack. And Anakin would be on the run from giant hunting flies forever. Ahsoka fussed over Rada and eased him out of the backpack. "I don't even want to think about cleaning that pack out." Anakin decided that fussing duties were adequately covered and walked over to the freighter. A meteor-pocked panel on the hatch read Twilight. "Apt," he said. "Please start. Please fire up. Please get us out of here. The old crate's fading fast by the looks of it." R2-D2 rolled up next to Anakin and let out a mournful whistle. "Defeatist." Anakin patted him on his cranial dome. "We've fixed worse. Hey, Snips, I'll show you how to hotwire a ship. Essential Jedi training they tend to omit at the temple." R2-D2 trundled beneath the airframe, opened a cover plate, and began trying various extending probes in the slots. Ahsoka came up carrying Rada in her arms. There were water splashes on her clothing.
"I gave him a quick rinse from my water bottle," she said. "Huts in confined spaces and all that."
"Good thinking." Ahsoka had the makings of a good Jedi, and she was going to butt more than a few heads with the Jedi Council. He'd bet on it. Maybe those were one and the same thing. He thought of Rex and his handful of troops and gestured to R2-D2 to open the hatch.
"Hang in there, Rex."
The main hatch popped and air hissed from the seals. Anakin stood back to let the ramp lower.
"Can I help you?"
said a voice from behind.